Welcome back to English for You, everyone. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Mike.
Okay, we're talking about the hidden oracle.
That's right. Or the missing oracles.
I think we found the hidden oracle.
We found one, at least.
The Grove of Dodona,
I think. Yeah, it's not too far away. It's near Camp Half-Blood, which is where our hero Meg and her friend Apollo, the former Greek god, but now Lester Papadopoulos, have found themselves. Right?
Okay, yeah. They've gone out to this camp, but they've discovered a bunch of problems.
Yeah, serious problems.
Yeah, the oracles aren't getting or delivering messages anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They find out a dragon and someone called Beast are trying to control the oracles.
That's right.
And
they did get to have fun in a three-legged race.
I'm not sure it was really that fun.
Fun. But yes, there's this big problem because there's an evil company called Triumvirate Holdings, and they want to control the oracles or even destroy the oracles, and they're going to get some help, they think.
I hope so.
Right?
Yeah, well, we're going to find out all about that in today's article.
All right. Reading.
The Hidden Oracle. The following day, Apollo and Meg search high and low for the grove. However, giant ant-like creatures capture Meg, and soon after, Apollo starts hallucinating. Through his visions, Apollo learns that the beast is Nero, the Roman emperor. After coming to, Apollo frees Meg from the creatures. They finally discover the grove's entrance, as well as the missing demigods. Before Apollo can rescue them, though, Nero appears. Nero surprises everyone by telling them he is Meg's stepfather. Meg admits to this and commands Apollo to open the grove's gate. Apollo refuses, so Nero starts a fire intent on burning the grove down. When Meg realizes this, she rebels against Nero, helping Apollo instead. Apollo then calls on the dryads, or tree spirits, to put out the fire and save the grove. Nero vanishes, but luckily everyone is safe. To thank Apollo for rescuing her, Meg releases Apollo from her service and disappears. Apollo's mission is now clear. To win back his father's love, he must protect the remaining oracles from Triumvirate Holdings and Nero.
Okay, so today's article, we're starting from the following day. It says the following day, Apollo and Meg search high and low for the grove. This is the day following the day that they raced through the labyrinth.
And they heard about the evil plan.
Right. We don't find out here in our article who wins the race. You want to know that, you just go read the book.
Okay, I'm sure it was Meg and Apollo. But what does this phrase to search high and low mean?
That's a good question. It doesn't mean that they're going to be flying up into the sky and digging holes in the ground.
Oh, okay.
We are going to find more about it now in today's Shortcut for You. So let's take a quick break to learn about it.
Shortcut for You.
Hi, Pat. What's up?
Hi, Vina. Have you seen Winnie? I've searched for her high and low.
You mean on the roof and in the basement?
Well, sort of. If you search high and low, it means you look pretty much everywhere, from high to low and everywhere in between.
Okay, so search high and low means 到处找, 彻底搜寻. I understand now. So why do you need the weenie?
We're supposed to teach a lesson together, and she has the lesson plan. I've searched high and low, but I can't find that either.
It's okay, I have the information right here. Maybe I can help you teach.
That'd be really helpful. I've been searching high and low for a new partner, but everyone's busy.
All right. right. So they're basically looking really carefully through this forest.
Right.
I think they were probably hoping that the grove was close by since the forest surrounds their camp, but it seems it's not that easy to find. Oh, those Greek oracle groves are always so hard to find.
Well, I suppose if you want a message from the gods, you really got to work for it.
It's like finding parking at the mall on a Saturday. Anyways, however, we read giant ant-like creatures capture Meg. Not again. And soon after, Apollo starts hallucinating.
All right, things going wrong.
Not again. There you go. All problems on top of problems. So Meg, obviously, is trying to fight off these giant ant-like creatures. We see the ant-like because they're like ants. They might even look very similar to ants, but of course they're as big as horses or, you know, something like that. They're huge ants, so they're not exactly ants, but very similar. And maybe one of them bit Apollo or something because he's hallucinating.
Right.
When you hallucinate, basically your brain is playing, your eyes are playing tricks on your brain, or really your brain is playing tricks on itself, and you're seeing things that aren't really there. People might hallucinate if they're having health problems, you know, mental health problems. You might hallucinate if you're exhausted or super thirsty or something like that. But it's a pretty clear sign that things in your brain are not going so well.
That is true.
And you're starting to see things that aren't actually there. For example, we could say Harvey was so tired that he started to hallucinate. My cousin went on a long bicycle trip with a friend. It was a race, and after about 16 hours of riding a bike, this is in France, her friend said, "Hey, look at those kangaroos over there." And my cousin was like, "There aren't any kangaroos over there." So they decided to take a break because this girl was just so tired.
I feel like that's a smart
idea. That she
idea.
Was actually seeing things that weren't there. I heard that story. I was amazed. But
it happens.
It happens.
All right. Well, we're going to obviously learn something from these hallucinations.
Yeah.
That's the noun form of hallucinate. Hallucination is spelt H-A-L-L-U-C-I-N-A-T-I-O-N.
Okay.
And it says here in the article, through his visions, Apollo learns that the beast is Nero, the Roman emperor.
Really?
Okay. So we have a face to put with our name here.
Yeah.
The Roman Emperor Nero. Now, Greek mythology and Roman
history.
Roman history.
Nero was a real guy.
Yeah, they're kind of intertwined sometimes.
Sure.
A lot of the Greek gods actually have Roman equivalents.
Sure, they have the same gods. Some of them changed names, but many of them were basically the same.
Yeah, so we're learning about here that Nero, this Roman emperor, is actually in kind of involved in this bad plan.
Yeah.
Here.
And he was, I mean, the early Christians also called Nero a beast. He killed a lot of Christians. There's parts in the Bible where they refer to a beast, and some historians say, oh, well, that's actually talking about Nero.
Right.
They couldn't say it back then because they'd get in trouble.
Yeah.
So he's often been seen as a kind of, you know, one of those bad guys of history. Definitely up there with some of the more not so nice people.
Right.
And he was a powerful guy. Learned he was the emperor.
That's right. Now, an emperor is actually the ruler of an empire. Now, an emperor is a male ruler.
Like a king.
Right. Mm-hmm. And a female ruler is called an empress.
So not a queen.
Right.
All right.
Now, an empire, so the thing that you're in charge of if you're an emperor, is actually a group of countries that are all ruled by one leader. So if you think back to just in recent history, the British Empire.
Sure.
There were a lot of countries that Britain went to and said, no, we're in charge now. And
India, Australia.
That's the brief
like
history.
That.
But they sort of took control, and the queen or the king, whichever at the time, was just in charge or the leader of all those countries.
There you go. Also, Napoleon conquered many countries in Europe, and they called him an emperor, too.
Right. Japan has an emperor. In our example sentence, we could say Japan's Emperor Akihito has very few official duties in the country's government. And he's, I don't really think Japan has an empire anymore.
No, not so much.
But I think they do still call the line of emperors, I think they still do honor that title.
True. And there's probably, he's probably got an official Japanese name or word.
Right.
And emperor just might be the close
English
translation.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got very few duties. I think he's retiring.
Very soon. He's quite old. I think he's 91.
He's probably quite bored, too. Anyway, so Apollo is seeing things, and he's seeing this vision that maybe he knows who the bad guy is. Of course, you know, putting a name to the bad guy would be helpful. And, you know, so this all happened sort of in his imagination or in his mind, and he probably was almost fainting or asleep when he was having these visions. So the article tells us, after coming to, Apollo frees Meg from the creatures.
Good job, Apollo.
There you go. So he comes to, he basically wakes up, right? We don't use coming to in the same way as we use waking up. It might be more if someone's hit on the head and they fall unconscious, or maybe they get sick and they come unconscious, or maybe they had an operation and they gave you drugs to sort of knock you out for some time. And then when you wake up from that situation, you come to.
It's kind of like you were unable to see clearly, or things were unclear before, and now they've become clear
again.
So
your brain is starting to work more normally.
Right.
That weird experience has ended, and now you're sort of back to your old normal self.
Right.
For example, we could say after Walter fell off of the ladder, he came to in the hospital. So he hit his head really hard, maybe, and he was unconscious for a few minutes.
All right. Well, okay, so now we've got both Meg and Apollo back.
Okay.
Those ant-like creatures are gone.
Good.
The visions are gone.
Good.
And good news. They found the Grove of Dodona.
Great.
It says here, they finally discover the grove's entrance as well as the missing demigods.
Oh, the ones that were missing from Camp Half-Blood.
Okay.
Wow, things are really starting to go their way. We had that word entrance, didn't
entrance, we? Entrance, yep. An entrance is a door, a gate, a hole, an opening of some sort. It could be any of those things that you can go through to enter a place. So enter, entrance. Kind of goes together. Now we see entrances all over the place. In our example sentence, we say, do you know where the closest entrance to the MRT station is? It just means you're looking for the door to go in the MRT station.
There you go. All right. The opposite, of course, would be exit.
Right.
And we say, so they found the entrance. That's good news. As well as the demigods. So they also found the demigods. As well as this phrase is like also or like and two. That would be another way of saying it. So they found the entrance and the demigods too, or something like that. We could say, Rebecca likes street dance as well as ballet. So these are two things she likes, and they're related in some kind of way, just like the entrance and the demigods were two things that they were looking for.
Right. Okay. So they've found the grove, they've found the demigods. Unfortunately, they're not out of trouble yet.
Uh-oh.
So
is it the beast?
It is the beast.
He exists.
Right. So it says here, before Apollo can rescue them, they must be tied up or something, though Nero appears. Now, Apollo wants to rescue the demigods, and by doing that, he's going to save them from danger or harm. So obviously they've been missing for a while. They didn't just disappear on their own. Something kind of took them out there or led them out there maybe. And I feel like that probably was Nero. Maybe he wants them to destroy the grove sort of thing. Apollo wants to rescue them, but he can't do it. All right. Now, here's another example sentence for rescue. The firefighters rescued the family from the burning building.
Oh, it's kind of like save,
right?
When you pull someone out of danger. But in this case, the danger is not gone. There's still danger, and things get even more complicated when we read the next sentence. It says, Nero, the beast, the bad guy, Nero, surprises everyone by telling them he is Meg's stepfather.
What?
No.
Does that mean Meg is bad?
She's half bad, but trying to be good. or something like that. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Know. Everyone must be very shocked that their good friend is related to this bad guy.
Right.
But it seems this is not news for everyone.
No, Meg admits to this, is what it says. Yeah, she says, oh, this was true. And then not only that, it says she commands Apollo to open the grove's gate.
So no way.
All this time, she's been using Apollo to help her find the grove for her and her stepfather.
She's a bad guy,
yeah,
too, or a bad girl, too.
Yeah, so she commands Apollo to open the gate. Now, when you command someone to do something, you order them to do that thing. We often use this in official ways. Police officers will command people to move away from an area. The government commands people to follow certain laws, this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, yep. Yes, Meg is the enemy. She was pretending to be the friend, but she's not the friend that they thought she was. In fact, she is their enemy. She commanded Apollo to open the gate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So next we read, Apollo refuses. When you refuse, you say no, especially when someone says you must, but you say no, I won't. So he refuses. So Nero starts a fire intent on burning the grove down.
Dun, dun, dun.
There you go. Just like people say Nero started the fire that burned down Rome.
Mm-hmm.
He's burning down the grove or the forest. He's very determined, or he is intent on doing something. When you're very determined and you're focused, when you're like, I'm going to do it and nothing is going to stop me,
that's right.
You are intent on something. So this is going to be hard.
Okay, well, luckily, Meg, she's been hanging out with Apollo for a few days now.
That's true.
Okay, so
he is really handsome.
Yeah, maybe she's in love.
Who knows? Who knows?
All
but
right.
They've been helping each other up
That's
until
right.
now.
And Meg, when she sees her stepfather start this fire, she goes, uh-oh. And it says here, when Meg realizes this, she rebels against Nero, helping Apollo instead.
She's seen the light. Hallelujah.
Okay. So maybe she's not all bad after all. Now, she has rebelled against Nero. Now, when you rebel against or go against someone in authority, you do not agree with them in some way and you refuse to act in the way that they want you to.
Mm.
Now, this doesn't always just happen with kings and emperors, something like that. Maybe you don't like your emperor, so you decide to live your life in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
This can happen with your family, too. For example, when Gina got upset with her parents, she decided to rebel against their strict rules.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so she broke the rules.
That's right. You're going against the rules. You're going against the system. It's good if, you know, the system's wrong, but you can always get in trouble or upset people when you rebel, so pick your battles wisely.
Mm-hmm.
Apollo, then, it says, then calls on the dryads, or tree spirits, to put out the fire and save the grove. So they're coming to save the day.
Mm-hmm.
Apollo here, of course, remember, he is still, you know, a god or a demigod or something.
He has connections.
He's got some powers, so when you have some power like that, you can call on things or people to do something. Basically, you're saying, hey, I need help. You need to help me. You must help me. Come and help me, basically.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, not always through power, maybe through friendship. You might call on your friends to help you move.
Mm-hmm.
The government can call on a lot of people to help if there's trouble. You know, volunteers, they'll call on volunteers. The government will also call on soldiers to fight for the country if there's some dangerous situation. But basically, they're kind of saying, come on, we need your help. Get over here.
Right.
You know, we need everyone to be here to sort of pitch in, to join in, and together we can do something good. For example, the government is calling on all the men in the country to join the army.
Okay. All right. Well, we also saw the word dryad. It's spelled D-R-Y-A-D, and it's a female spirit that lives in the trees. So it's like a tree spirit,
it's
obviously.
A fairy.
Yeah, they see the trees on fire. They want to save their home. And so they come in and they put that fire out, and the fire is gone. But then Nero vanishes.
Oh, good.
Okay, so he's gone. But luckily, everyone is safe.
Ah, so they didn't catch the bad guy.
Nero's gone.
Okay.
But everyone's safe.
Mm.
Okay, so vanish means to disappear in a mysterious or sudden way, in a way often that can't be explained. So no one knows how Nero got away, but we know he's not there anymore. An example could be, I swear my keys were on this table, but they vanished.
All right, so Nero vanished, and he's not the only one. Next we read, to thank Apollo for rescuing her, Meg releases Apollo from her service and disappears. Remember, she saved him at the very beginning of the story. So she kind of says, all right, you've paid me back, we're even, there's no more debt between us. So she releases him from his service, and then poof. Oof, she's gone as well.
She's probably gone with Nero, her stepfather.
I wonder, they're going to have a bad car ride home.
Okay, well, if there's one thing we can learn from all this, we're going to learn it right now. It says, Apollo's mission is now clear. Now, a mission is a noun. It's an important job that you have to do. You must complete this mission to go forward. So, your mission is to plan Jerry's birthday party without him finding out about the surprise.
Can you
do it?
Oh, I don't know, but I'll take on that mission.
Okay.
And this mission, in Apollo's case, yes, it's clear. It's very obvious. He knows what he has to do. And we learn what that is in the final sentence, which says, to win back his father's love, that's his father Zeus, to win back his father's love, he must protect the remaining oracles from triumph. Triumvirate Holdings and Nero. They saved one oracle, but there's, what, four more, right? I think there were five in total.
That's right.
So there's still four to save. Sounds like four great books, maybe five great movies. Who knows?
Yeah.
But the adventure continues.
Okay. Hopefully Apollo will become a god once again. But we're not going to find out in this book. So we're about to sign off. Before we do that, we're going to go to our For You chat. All right, so our For You chat question kind of has to do with what Meg and Apollo went through here.
Oh, okay.
What would you do? A three-legged race?
Not that, okay.
Yeah. What would you do if you learned your friend was actually your enemy? Explain your answer.
My friend was actually my enemy. Is my enemy a Greek god?
No, I think
just a normal person.
Someone who's maybe been talking behind your back.
I would be sad and disappointed.
I would probably stop being their friend.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I might feel confused, probably. Maybe angry eventually. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of complicated feelings. But mostly I'd probably just feel really sad and disappointed.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you keep being their friend if they apologized to you? Or would you say, no, this friendship is over?
I don't know. Time might heal my wounds. Some time might make things better, but it would take some time, and they better have a really good reason why they hurt me.
I think that's probably the same for me.
Who
knows? I don't have many friends who turn into my enemy, but I would probably stop being their friend. But
definitely not hang around with them that much.
That's right. Okay, well, what about you guys? What would you do if you learned your friend was your enemy? Have a chat, and we'll see you next month.
Absolutely.
The Hidden Oracle. The following day, Apollo and Meg search high and low for the grove. However, giant ant-like creatures capture Meg, and soon after, Apollo starts hallucinating. Through his visions, Apollo learns that the beast is Nero, the Roman emperor. After coming to, Apollo frees Meg from the creatures. They finally discover the grove's entrance, as well as the missing demigods. Before Apollo can rescue them, though, Nero appears. Nero surprises everyone by telling them he is Meg's stepfather. Meg admits to this and commands Apollo to open the grove's gate. Apollo refuses, so Nero starts a fire intent on burning the grove down. When Meg realizes this, she rebels against Nero, helping Apollo instead. Apollo then calls on the dryads, or tree spirits, to put out the fire and save the grove. Nero vanishes, but luckily everyone is safe. To thank Apollo for rescuing her, Meg releases Apollo from her service and disappears. Apollo's mission is now clear. To win back his father's love, he must protect the remaining oracles from Triumvirate Holdings and Nero.
Vocabulary Review.
Emperor. The emperor started learning how to rule his country from a young age. Entrance. This restaurant has two entrances, one in the front and one on the side for to-go orders. Rescue. Firefighters rescued the family from the burning building by carrying them to safety. Command. The general commanded his soldiers to attack the enemy base. Vanish. Many airplanes and ships have vanished while traveling through a strange place near Bermuda. Mission. In this film, James Bond's mission is to travel to Switzerland and get into the bad guy's secret base.